Blog Talk Radio.
Kyrie Bill, welcome to the Just Solid Love Show. My name is Isaiah. I have the privilege of introducing the host. You know her. She's my favorite person. Will you please join me in welcoming my grandmother, Mama Jahi?
Well, hey, thank you, Isaiah. But this is Baba Jahi today. Hey, sitting in for Mama Jahi. Mama Jahi had to take care of some important family business today, and so I'm sitting in for her on her show, the Jashari's Love Show. And, hey, we're going to have a little bit of fun and share some information with you today as I sit in and fill the big shoes that my wife left for me to fill this morning on her show with her own flavor and her own style and her own way of sharing information with you. And one of the things me and her talked about, you know, in terms of sharing today is about really caring about people and why caring is so important. Because, see, this whole thing of business, well, for us as a family, you know, we read a book called The 1 Minute Millionaire, in which they talked about becoming the enlightened millionaires. Because, see, if I really had it my way, there would be no money in the world. I mean, just, you know, I mean, and that's a deep one for y'all out there, I mean, but see, you know, to me, you know, it shouldn't be, you know. And some people will say, well, where are you going with this one, Baba Jahi? But, I mean, you know, things should be about service and caring, and that you do good. You know, that people share goodness with one another. You know, there should not be no homelessness. There should not be anybody hungry. There should not be anybody starving, you know. But unfortunately, we got this system set up the way it is, and if you don't have money, then you're left out. And so the thing is, though, if that becomes the measure of how we have to deal with some quality in life, unfortunately, then we need people to become enlightened with their money, so that they can use it to help people who don't have any money. Now, I don't mean drive down the street, roll your car windows down, have a bag of money, and just be throwing money out the window. As you know, me and my wife, we have a nonprofit, and the purpose of that, you know, we do youth and family development work, and the reason for that is because we care about people. We got involved in a network marketing business so that we could raise the kind of money to help us do more about what we care about. And one of the songs that always touched my heart is an old Marvin Gaye piece where Marvin Gaye says, you know, he's going through this thing and he's saying, you know, who really cares? Who really cares about a world that's destined to die? He says, when I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today are going to really suffer tomorrow. Who really cares? Who's willing to try to save a world that's destined to die? I'm going to play a piece here in a minute. And you've heard this piece several different times on Home Based Business 101, called 15 Years Left by Mark Yarnell. And some of the things that he talks about, you know, they're coming into existence. I saw this before I left my hometown of Baltimore, Maryland, where in the Baltimore City public school system, there's a 75% dropout rate. People not finishing school. What's going to happen, you know, when these people get in their 30s and their 40s with no kind of, you know, formal education? What's going to happen to them? Already in Detroit, I was talking to another person that's in our company, and he was talking about the challenges that they have up in Detroit as far as building their business. He said because Detroit has a 50% illiteracy rate. He said, so when you go in the supermarket, one out of every two people you see can't read. Mark Yarnell talks about what happened in Detroit on his 15 Years Left piece. But people, you know, there's some things out here that are happening. And if you don't be careful, the same dog that bit these people is going to bite you. And so you got to have a solution to, you know, to keep from getting this, I call it getting bit by this dog and getting rabies. You know, what I call social rabies, you know, where you just locked out of what's going on. But just imagine that. You know, I was talking to the gentleman, and he was telling me, he says, you know, hey, says we have a real challenge here. And, you know, and he's doing real good in the business. And he told me, he says, real challenge. He says, because one out of every two people I meet in his hometown where he lives in Detroit, Michigan, cannot read. People, this is supposed to be America, land of the free, home of the brave. You know, people with tremendous, you know, all these schools and stuff have tremendous educational levels, and we got a city like Detroit where one out of every two people can't read. Hey, let's listen to Mark Yarnell here about 15 years left, and then come back and recap that. Again, this is Baba Jahi sitting in today for Mama Jahi on the Jasari's Love Show, and you know, we theme is about caring and what we need to do so that we don't get swept under. And, hey, with no further ado, I'm going to pull up Mark Yarnell, 15 years left, and he's going to talk about some important things and, you know, what you need to do so that you don't get swept under the rug and not have things happen for you that affect your quality of life.
I'm Mark Yarnell, and I have good news and bad news. The good news is, if you're listening to this information in 2007, you have around 15 years left. The bad news is most people will wait too long to take action. Those of us who found all this stuff out a couple of decades ago and took action are set. We got our big pile of money. But in a society where 95% of all people do not read one book a year, like America, the fact that this situation has been predicted and extensively written about means nothing, except to those of us who read legitimate nonfiction on a regular basis. You aren't going to learn this stuff, folks, on CNN or American Idol, Survivor, or Dog the Bounty Hunter. The person who sent you this information has joined an initiative that can literally turn your financial world upside down positively if you'll just call them back after you hear this message. You know what? For the last 22 years, I've not spent one day doing anything that I didn't enjoy. I haven't spent 1 hour in traffic, never had a boss, worked a job, owned health insurance, been in debt or worried about capital, never worried about cash. I've never been sued, never been fired, never been hired, never been bankrupt, never had a repo, never failed to pay off my credit cards each month, and never paid a penny of interest to one credit card company. That is, since I learned the secret of principal-less interest. Now, I've got no degree, and I never inherited a penny, but I read several books a month, so I knew what was coming, and I understood the secret of principal-less interest, and so does the person who invites you to listen to me, to this little message. Once you understand the concept of principal-less interest tied to a proprietary funding vehicle, everything changes. Sounds complicated? It isn't. Everything you touch turns to gold when you understand this initiative. No more gambling in the stock market where, as you know, an Enron can go from the cover of Forbes magazine to bankruptcy in 3 months, and by the way, take your retirement dollars with them. No more getting soaked in volatile markets like real estate, which, as we all know, is manipulated by lenders and interest rates. No more silly low-interest savings accounts, day trading, pyramid schemes. But listen to me, everything you touch will turn to gold if you just pay attention. Principal-less interest changes everything. Heck, I never even graduated from college. I never took one class in creative writing or journalism, but once I learned the secret of principal-less interest, I wrote a Random House bestseller that's still being sold worldwide in a dozen languages 10 years after I wrote it. Now, is our initiative just hype or spin? Well, Bill O'Reilly didn't seem to think so when I was flown to New York to appear in his famous no-spin zone on the O'Reilly Factor. He sure was pleasant. He's one of the most conservative journalists in the world, and my ideas made sense to him. He couldn't argue with my ideas because they're factual. And believe me, as you probably already know, O'Reilly is a master at uncovering BS. I offered none. I told him the truth. Folks, listen carefully. if you have a way to accumulate and save $10 million over the next 15 years at current money market rates, you can earn $25,000 a month in interest. That is, if your broker doesn't, you know, lose it in something like Enron or WorldCom. But let's be frank. Where are you going to get $10 million? But what if I told you that you could cash flow $25,000 a month in 1 year instead of 15 without one penny of investment capital? Now, I know it sounds nuts. Hey, I'm from Missouri. I'm from the Show Me State. I'm pushing 60, and I'm as stubborn as an old Missouri mule. If something sounds too good to be true, I'm not buying it, and I want you to be skeptical, too, just like I was. But I don't want you to be ignorant, and that is I don't want you to ignore this vehicle because you don't have the flexibility I had. When I learned about principal-less interest, the experts predicted that we had 50 years left in the United States before the middle class disappeared. Today, the best minds from business, science, technology, and education, believe me, I read all their books, they're all saying the same thing. There's an economic tsunami right offshore, and in 15 years, it's over for anyone who isn't in the wealthy class. That's all about all of North America, not just the United States, Canada too, and Mexico. I talked to a noted Harvard PhD in business who's a best-selling author this week, and I asked him what in the heck, in his opinion, Americans could do to reverse the financial and cultural spiral we're in. And you know what he said? This is almost verbatim. He said, it's hopeless. The young people I teach, Yarnell, and our MBA program are completely demoralized, and they're immobilized by huge debts from student loans. And the wealthy adults, the doctors and the attorneys and the accountants and the business owners who live in my upscale suburb are convinced that America's middle class is finished. They're throwing up their hands. They're listing their homes. They're taking early retirement. He said, Yarnell, we've been friends a long time, and I want you to understand something. We live in a cultural death valley of Burger King, cell phones, Prozac, violence, fundamentalism, and moral flexibility. Just shut up, enjoy your own big pile of money, and run out the clock. You're old enough to do that. Now, that sounds pretty bleak coming from a very noted Harvard PhD. Look, I realize we're headed for two classes, the ultra-rich and the ultra-poor, and I realize that the middle class is going away forever. But here's what's up. Anyone who learns the secret of principal-less interest gets to join the ultra-rich. Ignore these facts, and you'll be just like our good friends in Detroit. Hey, 10 years ago, in the hub of the U.S. auto industry, 1.2 million Detroit folks had work, pensions, and health insurance. And today, 10 years later, 1.2 million of our good friends in Detroit are on food stamps. But hey, guess what? The presidents of GM and Ford earned over $25 million apiece last year. What's up with that? And by the way, the children in Detroit seem to be the ones suffering the most. Last night on CNN, Lou Dobbs acted shell-shocked to have to report that 75% of all high school-age children in Detroit flunked out of high school last year. 75%. 25% of the Detroit kids graduated high school. If you don't think changes are on the way, imagine America 15 years from today, in which over half of all the people are turning 30 and are high school dropouts. What happens when 20 million adults turn 30 without a job and 20 million other adult boomers turn 70 without health insurance? And while I'm on the subject, permit me one other simple observation that can't be refuted. You can watch The Secret and affirm the law of attraction until the cotton-picking cows come home, but the odds of you ever winning a lottery ticket or the possibility of diplomas and health insurance metaphysically floating into 40 million American households just in time are zippo, nil. God made the birds and the worms, but he didn't go around dumping them in their nests. Folks, let's wake up. Just in case you've forgotten, the last time the New Age flakes toured America on their little magical mystery tour spouting delusions like the law of attraction, we wasted years affirming our hallucinations of unexpected income And then the New Age Flakes went home with a fleet of Rolls Royces. Listen, if you're going to read the book Blink, please also read the book Think. I realize that it's very easy to stare reality right in the eye and then deny it. But I suggest you take action, and I suggest you really research what I'm telling you. Check it out for yourself. Call the person back who gave you this information. For nearly two decades, I've traveled the world paragliding, trout fishing, and snow skiing. From Geneva, Switzerland, to Sao Paulo, Brazil, from Queenstown, New Zealand, to Lviv, Ukraine, I've spent quality time with quality people doing quality things. And that's not bad for an old Missouri country boy dropout. And the reason I want you to know about my lifestyle is not because of pride or arrogance. What I want you to understand is that if my life works because of principle of centrist, so can yours. If I can do it, please believe me, this isn't false humility. If I can do it, anybody can. But it's about effort, not magic. Hey, I'm Mark Yarnell. I really appreciate you giving me a few minutes of your time. And remember, you may have 15 years left, but when a tsunami is coming, you best head for high ground immediately. According to the most authoritative thinkers and authors in America, in 15 years, the middle class will be completely gone from North America. It's already left 25 major U.S. cities. There will be an ultra-rich class and an ultra-poor class. The gap has widened logarithmically, and only those with an ability to safely accumulate $10 million or create principal of interest of $300,000 a year or more will live comfortably. Everybody else will live in poverty and be forced to work several menial jobs. If you know how to save $10 million in the next 15 years, do it. If you don't, call us.
If I could buy you a dream.
Okay, hey, that was Mark Yarnell. And, you know, because every time I listen to that, it brings tears to my eyes because there are people that are staring reality right in the face and trying to figure out, well, I don't know what's going on. What's going on wrong here? And as he said, he gave that message in 2007. This is 2011, which means, we got, you know, that was 4 years ago. We got about 11 years left. I mean, as you said, the middle class is disappearing and dying out in cities that we've already seen. As he talked about Detroit, and as I shared with you at the beginning of the show, because I have some business partners that's in Detroit, you know, and they share with me. You know, they said, hey, it's there. It's real. They deal with it every day. He's in Detroit, Michigan. And he says, you know, he's building, you know, his network marketing business. They have some serious challenges. He said because he goes certain places, and one out of every two people that he meet cannot read. This ain't no makeup. You know, this is real. What's going on in this country? I mean, and it's there's a plague. And you know, but the good news is Mark Yarnell said that if you understand, you know, how to engage yourself and get involved in a lucrative profession that does not involve a lot of cash outlay in most cases. In most cases, you can get involved in a decent network marketing company for about $500 and under. And when you consider, as one of our people for a company that we're in, who's the dean of our university, said, hey, he put up $500, and in 30 days he made back $4,000. He said, that's a good investment. Within his first 90 days, he made over $11,000 off a $500 investment. Again, though, it's like it's not magic, as Mark Yarnell said. It's effort, work. This is a place where you really truly get rewarded for the work that you do. And so, hey, you know, If you know someone or someone invites you to tune in to this show to learn more about home-based businesses, get back with them. If you just happen to, you know, pull us up over the net and, you know, and tuned in and you're looking for an opportunity, hey, you know, our contact information is out there, or you can give us a call at 252-220-0624. I'll repeat that number. That is 252-220-0624. That's our Google voice number. You just give us a call on that number, and you know, hey, the message will get to us, and we'll be able to get back to you and share with you a tremendous opportunity. again, I'm sitting in for Mama Jahi today, who had to take care of some very important business. And I'm going to pull up a quick ad here about Movements Unlimited, which is our nonprofit, because that's the purpose of why we're on these airwaves. And so let me play that for you and then come back and share some closing comments. And if anybody out there that's listening has a comment or two they'd like to share, just hit that, I believe it's one star to raise your hand on the switchboard so I know that you have a question or comment. Hey, you're listening to Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Home Based Business 101 is a part of the Movements Unlimited Business Outreach Radio Program Network to inspire all generations about entrepreneurship and entrepreneur development. Hey, we have a hot new program called the Movements Unlimited Youth and Young Adult Business Mentoring Program. To find out more about that program, go to www.movementsunlimited.com. And when you go there, hey, you'll get information. Hey, that's Curtis Mayfield in the background. Yes, it sure is. We are a winner. Yes, Movements Unlimited is about developing winners. And when you go to that website, you can find out how you can become a winner. We want to be able to help our young people out there, 18 to 24 years old, to learn how to access opportunities that was not presented to generations previously before their time. And with that said, go to the website, www.movementsunlimited.com. Thank you. All right. Again, we have our Movements Unlimited Youth and Young Adult Business Mentoring Program. And the purpose of that program, again, as I told you, you know, at the beginning of the show, me and my wife, you know, we care. You know, so I was talking about that Marvin Gaye song, you know, who really cares? Who's willing to try to save a world that's destined to die? He says, when I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today are really going to suffer tomorrow. And, you know, I mean, Marvin was so on it. I mean, because that's what I see happening right now today. You know, children are suffering. They're being told to go to school, to get a good education, to get a good job. Well, they're dropping out. Why are they dropping out? Because they don't see any opportunity. They don't see no correlation between going to school and being able to take care of themselves. And people are giving them answers that say that you can make it in the street culture. Well, what is the street culture? Drugs, gangs, break-ins, robberies, just chilling, having babies, getting a welfare check. You know, hey, you know, and so people getting paid to do nothing. You know, and so the whole thing is this culture. There's a culture that's snatching our young folk in their prime. Telling them, you know, to go to school is, you know, you don't want to go do that. You'll be a nerd. You'll be a nerd. You'll be a geek. Whatever all of that's supposed to mean, you know what I mean? But, I mean, because we work with young people. I talk to young people every day. And I'll be saying, look, they come by our house and stuff at times when they see my library. And they go, Baba Jahi, you read all of them books? Don't your head hurt? Check that out. Ask me, you read all of them books? You got over here, Baba Jahi? I said, yeah. I said, and some of them I'm rereading. Wait a minute, you're rereading it? You read it once. Why are you reading it again? I said, because every time I read it, I get a little bit something different. I see something from another angle. You know, I wouldn't do all of that reading. I mean, Chris Rock even makes a joke about it in the community. Chris Rock says, if you want to hide money in your house, hide it in a book. He said, because the burglar breaks in, he ain't touching the books. He said, because the books is like kryptonite. You know what kryptonite is, you know, in this whole Superman series. Kryptonite, you know, makes Superman weak. He says, well, for the people who, you know, haven't bought into knowledge-based information, well, books scare them. You know, especially when people see some of my thick books, they say, wow, I'd never read a book that thick. It'd take too long. Mark Yelnell said it on his piece. He said the average person in America reads less than one book a year. Ain't that something? And we wonder why we have the problems that we have. Reading less than one book a year. I read 3 to 4 books a week. Now, I'm not saying that to put anybody down or sounding, as we say in New Orleans, being braggadocious. But, I mean, I love to read, you know, because I like keeping my mind sharp. I don't want my mind to be idle. As my grandmother used to say, idle mind, devil workshop. Yeah, it took me years to really find out what that meant. But I know my grandmother used to always try to keep me busy when I was a child because she had this saying, idle minds, devil workshop. Boy sitting there, he ain't doing nothing. Oh, that mind is idle. Got to get him to do something because he's going to think of something that ain't right. And so, you know, it's important, people, that that we care. And, again, another good book, as I started off at the beginning of the show, The 1 Minute Millionaire, which talks about becoming an enlightened millionaire. See, because some of us have this view that, you know, to be a millionaire, that's something bad about that. I think about one of my mentors, you know, he's an ancestor now, Brother Robert Clay. You know, he used to always tell me, he said, Jahi, says, you got a good heart and you want to do a lot of good things with people. He says, you know, I do a lot of good things with people in the community too. He said, but what you got to do first, Jahi, he says, you got to go build. He says, the reason I did what I did to be able to build and become a millionaire, he says, now I can pay people's college tuition. I can help people with their light bills. He said, but if I don't have nothing and we all struggling together, he said, then I'm going to be just like them, a crab in the basket. You know, and even though he was a millionaire, he used to tell me, he said, I'm broke. I said, you're a millionaire though, Robert. He said, yeah, but he says, I have to. He says, I have to keep moving forward. He says, because so many people are counting on me because they don't know how to count on themselves. So, you know, we want to be able to be light millionaires so that we can empower people, teach people, help people develop new skills, and set up new kind of schools. Why do you think Bill Gates is setting up different kind of schools? Because he sees the crisis in America's educational system. And he's setting up different kind of schools because he sees the crisis. And if we don't do something to turn our young people around, I said, what's going to happen 11 years from now when the majority of people we know in their 30s, going into their 40s, can't read or write, functional illiterates. And we're supposed to be the most advanced technological society on the planet Earth. America is in deep trouble, people. And those of us that are involved in this profession, we have the keys that can help make some changes. Hey, this has been Baba Jahi sitting in for Mama Jahi, and I'm ready to close out. Today, as opposed to playing It's My Time, today I'm going to close out with another song today. Precious Lord, Lead Me On, because we need to be led on. And, hey, this is a Jeff Majors piece, and I'm going to close out with this. And, hey, it's been a privilege to be able to sit in here for my wife today to do her show. And, hey, I hope y'all got something out of listening to me today instead of Mama Jahi. She will be on tonight on her Friday 9 p.m. show to It's All About Love show, and she'll be back with you next Friday morning at 10 o'clock, God willing. So until next time, hey, this has been Baba Jahi sitting in for Mama Jahi, and we're going to close out today with Jeff Majors, Precious Lord.